Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. That's Dan Fogelberg. Bringing us back, I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and also the one for my new book, The Age of the Customer, ageofthecustomer.com. Joel Barker is our guest, our good friend, a longtime Brain Trust member, one of the great futurists of our time, author of so many books, websites.
So many books,
and something...
Two books.
And Future Edge and Five Regions of the Future, and then the paperback version of the Future Edge.
Future Edge, yeah. Paradigms, the Business of Discovering the Future. And actually, if you want to push it, my very, very first book, which I self-published in 1984, which was Discovering the Future, the Business of Paradigms.
There you go. But
they're all a variation on a theme.
And don't forget the video, the films. He's also a film producer. Okay, so Joel, let's talk about this. You've got a couple of health topics here. One is an exoskeleton for people who have some disability.
Yep.
And another one, which we'll talk about in a second, is about making us live longer, right? So tell us about the exoskeleton first.
Well, the exoskeleton I want to talk about today because it's a wonderful example of innovation at the verge. A group took a look at robotics and said, you know, we've got people who've lost their legs or have other, you know, are paralyzed in such a way.
Right.
Wouldn't it be neat if, in a sense, we could put them inside the robot?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the way you do that is with what's called an exoskeleton, which is a form that goes around the legs.
Think of a lobster. Yeah. A lobster has an exoskeleton.
Got it, right. Or think of Iron Man.
Yeah,
that's another good one.
Yep, that's
yeah.
right.
So what they did is they said, okay, now the big thing here is fitting this exoskeleton so it's comfortable. So the way they did that is they basically scanned the person and then used 3D printing to print exactly the forms that they needed so that they would be comfortable when they put them on. So here we have robotics brought together with 3D printing to create an exoskeleton for people who before couldn't travel, couldn't walk,
right.
Now have the capacity with this system to become mobile again.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's just a wonderful,
absolutely,
really positive example.
And I bet we're going to see this really soon. What is the material that they're printing?
Well, that's a good
plastics.
Question because it is a plastic with a strengthener in it.
Right.
And I've also seen something about titanium that they're working on, too. But the article I read did not.
They're going to be printing with titanium?
Titanium powder.
Wow.
Laser sintered. Yeah, so we're getting very, very strong 3D printed products.
Yeah, and 3D printing, folks, is in your future. You're going to be, before most of us die, we're all owning a 3D printer.
Absolutely. Well, you may not own a 3D printer, but you'll be affected always by 3D.
Well, we'll be affected first, but I think the day is going to come when we're going to be able to buy one. I mean, I think we'll be buying one. Before I die, we'll be buying one for $1,000.
Here's what Jim and I are going to do. We're going to make this the first topic of our next conversation because I want to show him kind of the way it plays out in terms of long-term implications.
Right.
But so I won't go into it right now, but there's an alternative to what you were talking about.
Right.
Now, the last piece that we were going to talk about today
mm-hmm.
is this life extension thing.
In this segment, go ahead.
Yeah, I have been following this since 1974 in terms of the capacity to extend people's lives. And till 1994, nothing much happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then starting in 1994, we began to understand things about cells that told us that certain things were happening.
And when you say extend life, you mean at the molecular level, at the cellular level, I should say.
I am suggesting that we are right on the cusp of genetic manipulation that could extend your lifespan 25%.
Wow.
And make you healthier at the same time.
Not just live longer, but have a quality of life.
Well, actually get younger, Jim.
Wow.
This is what
Dorian Gray.
Kind of like
the
that.
Dorian Gray. Is this what is this? Is this a how does this happen? What's the process?
They found a gene, and this is what's amazing to me. Think about a single gene, which in a mouse, if you knocked that gene out, you got two things. You extended the lifespan of the mouse by about 25%, which is...
So get rid of a gene, like an aging gene?
Yeah, it's called FAT-10, to believe it or not.
FAT-10.
Yeah. And guess what? It makes
will I be skinnier when those days...
it makes you thinner at the same time. That is what's so amazing.
Where do I write the... Who do I write the check to, Joel?
Well...
Can I eat donut? Can I eat a donut while I take this thing?
Write it to Stanford and Yale.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who are doing the research. Now, next time, if you want, we can extend this a little bit because there are actually four different pieces of research all working on a different aspect of our physiology.
Wow.
All of which get 10 to 25% change. And one that literally took a mouse and reduced its genetic age so that in human beings it would be like if you're 60 years old, all of a sudden your body is 20 years old.
Huh.
Now that's with mice. So it's not
10.
Humans yet, but it's mammals. You know, they're awfully close to us genetically. And so we are at a very interesting turning
and
point.
And so how close are they to actually doing this?
Here's my read on this is that because of what they're doing, it requires no special drugs. It's not a drug issue. So they're going to be testing some of this stuff on human beings within the year.
Wow. So is this... All right, so I tell you what I want to do. I want to talk about this again. I want to talk about two other things about this in the next segment. One is the actual process of doing it, but also the ethical implications of all this.
Yes,
after these messages.
Absolutely.
With Joel Barker, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.